Good morning, my fellow Michiganders. Good morning, my fellow Americans. Happy, beautiful Sunday in Michigan. Okay, so want to go over a few things to update you on some hospital data, because obviously the state of Michigan right now is number one in cases and case rate. And we all know one of the reasons why that is because when you start testing all the children before every single athletic event, the case numbers are going to go up. So it's just kind of common sense. However, the governor has painted herself into a corner, which we've all known ever since the beginning, and she's starting to know it now. If you watched her press conference the other day, you could see that there just wasn't that confidence that was there in the beginning. She's starting to realize that the gig is up and her popularity continues to go down. And now she instead shut down the schools and the restaurants. She's urging the schools to do a two-week pause. And she's urging Michiganders to do what's right and don't go inside and eat. Make sure you eat outside. So why the sudden switch in policy? Well, lo and behold, we're starting to realize and understand, which we've all known for almost a year now, or over a year now, that lockdowns do more harm than good. And more data and the science that comes out, and the more and more states that are not hammering down with lockdowns and hammering down on testing on kids and athletics and not allowing kids to be back in person is really detrimental to the society as a whole. And so she's starting to realize that all of this data and evidence is against her, and she is probably running scared on what do I need to do now to basically fix what I have done. Well, she can't. The gig is up. She has had many challenges or many opportunities in the past to do what was right. She decided not to because she ran with her narrative. Case in point, I told you guys all this from the end of November. I really, truly believe if she would have opened up fully at the end of November and allowed our kids to go back in person 100%, to allow our colleges to go back in person 100%, to allow restaurants to be open up fully, not cancel high school athletics, I don't think there's anybody out there that could have beat her. That's just me being transparent with all of you. But since she did that at the end of November, that is starting to bring a lot of who? A lot of the middle. A lot of the people who actually voted for this woman to stand up and say, I'm not voting for her again. So she is losing that middle ground, which is going to allow us to not only win in 2022, but it's going to allow us to dominate 2022. And the leftists and the woke left and the Democrats who are continually driving with this leftist narrative, they're all going to be held accountable in 2022. You are going to see just a political revolution happen at that time as we take back everything by the power of we the people. You heard it here first, okay? Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to go away. They are going to kick and scream like two-year-old children like they always do. But one thing is for certain, they have awakened a sleeping giant that is all of us, and they have filled us with a terrible resolve. And so we will stand up and stand tall, and we will stand together against this woke left and their agenda, because we are already seeing in this president's what it is doing to our country, especially at the border. I mean, anybody that had voted for Biden, you're going to see what your vote has done. Now we're trafficking children up to all the states. I just read an article this morning that they're getting children up and busing them up, I think, in Albion, Michigan. I haven't confirmed that yet, but I did read an article about that this morning. And look, I'm all about the children, folks. It is absolutely horrible, the human health crisis that is going on down at that border, and the trafficking of children is wrong. It's horrible on so many levels. We got to help the children somehow. However, we have to close the border and build the border wall and finish what Trump has started, because Trump's policies were working. And the leftists don't want to say that, and the mainstream media don't want to come out there and say it. Even our vice president, Kamala, who's in charge of the border, right? She has not been at the border. She has not said anything in weeks. You know, why not, right? Because it's bad publicity of what's going on down there, because everybody knows and understands that border walls work. It doesn't stop people from coming in. It allows them to funnel in and come in legally. We are not against immigration. We are against illegal immigration. So that is what needs to happen, is the border wall needs to be finished. We need to funnel these people if they want to come in this country and do it legally. And this administration is dropping the ball big time. And all of us who voted for President Trump were saying, told you. So here we go with the clown show that we are all still in. So let's get back to the state of Michigan right now, because we have to fix her first and make sure that this governor does not get reelected. So I had a question, and I do not know if this person is a leftist or if she's just trying to stir the pot with me. But when I see these types of questions, I have nowhere to I have no reason to hide. I always like to answer these questions head on because they think they get me, right? So this question comes from Tracy. So what do we do now that cases are rising? You didn't want restrictions, and many have been lifted, at least in my area. Things are open. People are gathering and going to restaurants. You don't agree with her assessment that we need to take more personal responsibility. Okay, I'm going to stop. I've never, ever said not to take personal responsibility. COVID exists. It's real, right? It's real, and it's deadly to people who have two or three underlying medical conditions who are over the age of 70. I said this time and time again, all right? I never, ever said on one live, on one post, that this did not exist. I never said not to take personal responsibility. In fact, I said the opposite. I said you have to take accountability for yourself and for your family. However, I am against people taking away constitutional freedom, sacred values, and citizens' rights, bringing the health department down on small businesses. If you leave it up to the people will do what's right. So right there, I feel that she's a little bit of a leftist, right? She's putting words into my mouth. And she said that I don't agree with her assessment that we need to take more personal responsibility. I've been preaching that ever since the beginning. So are you saying everything is a lie and that we should do nothing? Let everyone fend for themselves. And if you die, you die. That is the fear mongering, right? That this person has been obviously conditioned and brainwashed to really fear this thing that is going to wipe out America, that COVID hell is upon us, that 10% of Americans going to die. That's 30 million people, folks. So how do you advocate that we be proactive? How can we be part of the solution? Okay, finally, a good question. Accusation, accusation, accusation. And then she comes with a question of what my plan was. Well, here it is. I have not shied away from what my perception has been ever since the beginning of this thing. Number one, lockdowns will do more harm than good. I predicted the mental health crisis, and not only adults, but in children. I've also predicted what was going to happen to all the businesses and what's going to happen to people when you keep them in a high-stress environment, which weakens their immune system, which allows them to be more susceptible to the environment, to not only this virus, but many other viruses in the future. I have been totally transparent ever since the beginning, but this person says that, you know, I'm just saying, just fend for yourselves. If you die, you die. No. Number one, the odds of you dying from this are very, very, very small, all right? So what we need to do, I said it from the beginning, don't do blanket approaches. Everybody gets a get out of jail free card with this thing in the beginning in the first 2 weeks, because nobody knew what this virus was going to do. But as the science and data started to come in, we're like, well, we can probably start taking some more accountability. Let's start to open up the businesses. Let's not do a blanket approach. Hey, if we have a little hot spot, let's make sure that people are doing what they need to do. You know, if they need to stay home, if they're showing signs and symptoms, but we have to get back to sense of normalcy. We did not need to lock down the UP. We did not need to lock down the entire state and do a blanket approach. We didn't have to take away people's rights to go where they want to go into a kayak, but you can't go to a motorboat. You couldn't buy mulch and paint. Those are the things I've been against. I have been all for common sense solutions ever since the beginning. In case in point, look what Florida did. Governor DeSantis started to open up, and everybody's like, what is he doing? He's opening up the beaches. COVID held upon him. Nothing happened, crickets. And as he started to open up the state, he put the high-risk people in quarantine, protected them until they were able to get the vaccination. Whether you're for or against vaccination, I do not care. I'm against vaccine mandates, right? But he quarantined the sick. And then everybody else started to get the virus either naturally or they would get the vaccine. And look where Florida is. They never shut down their schools all year. They didn't shut down athletics all year. They're not testing the kids. So obviously there are a lot of states who have done the right thing, right? And that's what we can do from here on out, is learn from the mistakes of the governors who did it wrong. Our governor continues to bash her head into the wall, trying to go through the wall instead of saying, huh, this is a concrete wall. I can't go through it. Maybe I need to step back and look at the bigger picture. But she refuses. And now she's letting up on her little grip because she's starting to see that her popularity is going into the toilet, which is going to continue to go into the toilet, right? And she's like, well, I'm just going to urge everybody not to go inside and eat. And I'm going to let the school systems, you know, make their own decisions now. So case in point, Case in point, the schools were like, well, we have to close. The governor told us to close. That's what they're saying. You don't get that get out of jail free card anymore, school systems. So if you're still those school systems that are not in person 100%, parents, this is your opportunity to hold those superintendents, the principals, their school board, right? Hold them accountable. You flood their emails. You flood their calls. You go to their meetings and you demand that they stay open now, because all the science and data from all the other states is proving that there is no reason why your children should not be in person full time. And all of this contact tracing garbage, this is unbelievable, folks. Do you understand what's happening to these kids? That as soon as they test positive, even though they're asymptomatic, they have to quarantine. Then all the other athletes got to quarantine too. Their whole season gets disrupted. It's insane. There's states out there that are not doing any of this that are doing great, because children are not the people who are spreading this virus. I'm still waiting for those cases where students have gotten this virus, given it to the teacher, and the teacher died. Still waiting, right? And hey, is there 5, 10, maybe even 100? I don't think there is. But if there is, does that still warrant to shut down the entire school system and destroy these kids' experiences, their opportunities and dreams? Clown show at its finest, right? So those are the things that I would have done from the beginning, which I said from the very beginning, right? You quarantine the sick. You make sure that they are not going to be exposed. And if you're showing signs and symptoms, do what's right. Stay home, just like you did with the flu and the cold in the past. Don't go spread it out in society. Stay home, get better, and then you come back bigger and better and stronger. That's what it is. Continue to build your immune system. And that's what's not happening still. Is still we have these healthcare professionals and medical professionals that are just telling you just go vaccinate, and they're giving you a free donut, right? That makes a lot of sense, right? Let's continue with the unhealthiness. Here's your free donut, your Krispy Kreme donut for getting vaccinated. Unbelievable, right? So to answer Tracy's question, do what's right. And if you leave it up to the people, you'll be just fine, right? And if you do what's right all the time, good things will happen, and other states have proven that. However, we are seeing now what this governor has done to the state of Michigan, and what she continues to do has been wrong since the beginning, and the data and science is proving her to be wrong. All right? So here's what I'm going to talk about too, which nobody mentions, because they don't know. The CDC says when you get the vaccination, the two of them, you got immunity for at least 6 months. That's what they're finding out right now. So 6 months, you have immunity. What happens after that? So why are you still masked up if you got two of the vaccinations? Why are you still socially distancing if you got two of the vaccinations? Doesn't make any sense. Immune system does not work that way, right? And if you got this virus naturally, nobody's talking about this, but I don't care. I will. If you got this virus naturally and you got over it, and there is 587,283 people that we know about that have gotten this virus and recovered. So it's who knows how many truly has gotten it, because there's a lot of people have gotten it and showed no signs and symptoms, but they still have immunity. But if you've gotten this virus naturally,
hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we're the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
You have immunity, and you have immunity for a very long time, it's starting to show. So that means your life is normal. You do not need to socially distance. You do not need to mask up, right? You've gotten it naturally. Folks, look at this common sense-wise. In the past, when you've gotten the chickenpox virus, did you go get the vaccination a week later after recovering from the chickenpox virus? No. Same thing with measles, mumps, and rubella. If you got it naturally, you do not need the vaccine. That's just immune system 101. Prove me wrong, right? So now these people are saying, well, even though you had it, you still got to get the vaccine. That is wrong on every single level that I can think of, right? If you can still test and show that you have the antibodies and you have immunity and everything else, which there's tests out there to do that, then you do not need it, especially for a vaccine that they're saying you only have 6 months. So nobody's talking about that because they don't know, or they're afraid to, or they're going to get canceled. I just don't care. I've been canceled enough, right? I've been attacked enough by the left, but I'm here to give you information to allow you to start to think and see through the brainwashing of what's going on right now, because that's the governor's only play right now is the vaccination. She needs to get 70, 75% of Michiganders vaccinated, and then she's going to declare victory, and we did it, all right? Whatever. However, I will not let go what she has done to this great state and what she continues to do, and call out everything that's happening, because now we have, and this is great, Michigan's governor's top aide vacations in Florida despite Whitmer's travel warning. Uh-oh, somebody's going to get a talking to, I'm sure. You know, and there, I haven't confirmed this, but somebody, the pictures are gone now, weird. But there is a comment on there to say, hey, where's your son now? Well, he's at home sick, and she left her son and went to vacation. I don't know if that's true or not. But that was a rumor going out there with the comments. Again, that is a rumor. I have not confirmed that. But it is kind of funny that one of her top aides, you know, disobeyed and went down to spring break, which, again, doesn't make any sense. If anything, Florida would be like, hey, stay away with your garbage up there, Michigan. Do not come down here, because Michigan is number one right now. And Whitmer's saying, don't go to Florida and bring it back. That's a good. Oh, that's all you can do is laugh at her. Okay. So. And there's things coming up, obviously, I want to get to. Number one is the rally next Saturday at Michigan State University to open up to get all these college kids in person 100% full time. Folks, I mean, we have to get this done. So make sure that you make your pilgrimage, bring your American flags. You're going to have signs there. It is at 1 p.m. I will be on stage at 1 p.m. to speak. But here's the funny part. At the commencement this year, Governor Whitmer will be speaking at MSU, and they're going to give her an honorary Doctor of Law degree at May 3rd at MSU. So if you don't think that the college admin, right, is in the pocket of the governor and they want to do everything that the governor wants them to do, then you're blind. And you can see the part of the problem is a lot of these universities are all leftists. All right. And so make your choices very smart on where you want to go, college kids. All right. Do you want your freedoms taken away? Do you want to be taught that being a proud American is evil, right? And that's unfortunate. A lot of these college universities, that's what they're teaching. They're indoctrinating all of these kids, right? So just be smart, be aware of what's truly going on, because that just lets you know right there that they support the governor 100%. And so you are paying that college for school. Spend your money wisely, okay? Spend your money wisely. And of course, there is the next rally at Marquette, Michigan, up in the UP, May 8th at 10 a.m. I'll be going on stage first. Also, Ryan Kelly's going to be up there speaking, I heard. Austin Chain's going to be up there. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of other speakers. But May 8th in Marquette, Michigan, I'm still waiting on a link, on the event link, on the location and all that jazz. So I'll get that all to all of you. But it's a pro-Second Amendment rally. They're going to march after all the speakers are done, which is fantastic, because I am pro-second, and we must hold the line against the federal government with what they are trying to do with our guns. Folks, they're coming for them. They will say that they're not, but they are. That's just the facts, and Biden has not hid away from that. You know, they are coming for the ARs and all the other garbage, so we must hold the line, because we all know the Second Amendment is there to protect. Our First Amendment is not about hunting. Everybody and their mother hunted back in colonial days. It's how they put food on the table. So any of the woke left and the leftists say, well, that's what the guns are for. You can still hunt. That's not why the Second Amendment is there, folks. The Second Amendment is to keep our government in check and allow them to know that the power always comes from who? We, the people. And is we can never, ever give up that right, because that allows us to have a voice to protect that First Amendment. So you never, ever forget that. Updated hospital data. I told you yesterday that I didn't know what it was. So here it is right now. They are at 80% total capacity, which that is the highest it's been ever since I've been tracking at the end of November. I mean, it's been at 75, 74, 74, 73, 74 a couple weeks ago. Now it's at 80%. There's 23 over 90% capacity. That is, again, the highest it's been ever since I've been tracking at the end of November. It was 22. All right. So case in point, if you look at November 30th, right, the hospital data that day, 22 over 90% capacity, 6 at 100% capacity, and 75% total capacity. Now there's 23 over 90%, one more than it was in November. But they had 6 at 100% capacity at the end of November. We only have 3 right now, and we are 5% more in total capacity. Still not overwhelmed, but we went from 75 at the end of November to 80. Case in point is this, right? She locked down the restaurants, canceled Thanksgiving, canceled Christmas, right, with those numbers of the hospital, because that's what she always preached, right? Don't want to overwhelm the hospital system. Now she hasn't canceled anything, and she says, well, you know, we're urging people not to go inside and eat, and we're urging schools to do a two-week pause. The change is politics. So this proves yet again that she is doing things for her own political agenda, for her own political narrative, and not what's right. Because if she has been consistent with policy, she would have did the same exact thing. Or she would have came on and said, hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we're starting to see the other states, they're doing a little better than us. And so we're going to start to make sure that we're doing what's right, and we're not going to lock down like we did before. She doesn't say any of that because that'll make her look bad, right? So she is not doing anything that she did in November when it was less, right? So now it's worse, and now she's just saying, just hurry up and get vaccinated. That's what we need, just vaccinate. Everybody just vaccinate. And we're urging people to stay at home and urging schools. It's the clown show, folks, and I'm just calling it out. She is admitting subconsciously that she is wrong. And now I have people that are messaging me. They're starting to slowly see that, wow, this is starting to not make any sense, because there's a lot of people still in the state of Michigan that they think this is normal, that all the other states in the union are going through exactly what we are, and their schools have been locked down all year, and they're allowing their kids to get tested, and they're masking up their kids during athletic events. Folks, it's not happening. Michigan is one of the only states that's really, truly bringing that lockdown and the hammer down on all these kids. There's a lot of other states that have been open fully, in person, no mask mandates, no mask during athletic events. There's footage out there at all of this. You just have to look for it. And I'm here to tell you that this is not normal. This is extremely abnormal. All right. So you have to open up your eyes, and you have to stand up, call these school systems that are refusing to open up. This is your job now as parents. You get after them emails and phone numbers, and you just go after them. You go to their school board meetings. You go to their any type of meeting that they have, and you allow your voice to be heard that you're demanding in person, because the science and data shows that it should. And so this is your opportunity. And all the testing, we're still waiting to see what Jamie's lawsuit is with the Let Them Play Facebook group to stop the testing of our kids with athletics. Completely wrong, should not be happening. So we have to continue to push it, folks. So there is obviously a lot going on, right? Like always. And everybody's starting to get really fed up really quick. And you have every right to be angry and frustrated. But we must continue to be nonviolent and positive. We must continue to push this thing forward in a nonviolent, positive way. So that's why right now, join our movement at fixmichigannow.com. I included the link in the description of the video for you to join us, okay, to give us your information so we can continue to hold rallies and everything else that are coming up. I don't want to overwhelm you. There's a lot of things coming up here in May, but I just want you to make sure that you know that if you want to be a part of the rally this Saturday, the Michigan State Union, for the college kids to get back in person, come bring your flags. And then up in Marquette, the pro-Second Amendment rally on May 8, 10 a.m. at Marquette, Michigan. I will include the link as soon as they give it to me, and then I will start pushing that on there. But I will be up there speaking at 10 a.m. Along with Ryan Kelly and Austin Chang will be up there too. So keep pushing, keep moving forward. We're going to get after it, and we're going to get this thing accomplished together as we the people, and we will continue to be the lantern in the darkness of today's challenges, and we're going to get it done, all right? And I guarantee you, look, 2022, there is going to be just a political revolution, folks, a political revolution. We are going to drain the swamp of the swamp creatures, and you know who you are, right? We the people will speak, and we the people will get the right people in the office who are going to represent us. So just because you're Republican does not give you a get out of jail free card anymore. So we have been keeping tallies and track on who is for us and who is against us. And if who are for us, we will be behind you 100%. But if you are against us and if you are not doing what's right for the good of the people as a whole, you will be held accountable by us voting your butt out on both sides of the aisle. Okay? We must drain the swamp. We must restore the checks and balances of this great state. We have to make sure this never happens again. We have to restore voter integrity. Right. We have to make sure that we're getting rid of all of these freaking mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting and all this other garbage that Governor Whitmer has slid in. Right. And made our voting system just like California literally overnight. Right. So we have to make sure that we're getting people in the office that has supported President Trump and President Trump's America First agenda. That is what is needed. America must come first because we have an administration that is doing undoing everything that that great guy has done for our country. And they are going to continue to try to push their agenda through. So we must not only get our state back and get the right people in the office, but number two, we must make sure that we solidify the 2024 election. And we must make sure that Michigan is leading that charge. So we have to take our state back in 2022, and then we must hold the line against the federal government until 2024, and then we can get our country back and get the right person in the office. Right now, Governor DeSantis is in the front of that, right, which is great. I've been a fan of Governor DeSantis ever since the beginning of this thing. So he has my vote as of right now. All right, so hang in there. We're going to continue to push this thing forward, and we're going to get it done. So God bless you. God bless the state of Michigan, and God bless these United States. Sorry for the long ramble. Bye-bye.